It took Bill Bruen 14 years to write his debut novel, Night of the Animals, but it's received attention and acclaim because it inhabits a dark future where the European Union has dissolved. Night of the Animals depicts a future Britain which has become a pacified surveillance state, divided between indigence and the new aristocracy on either side of a vanishing middle class that's subdued by abundant chocolate, lager, legal hallucinogenics, and mind-numbing electronics. The London Zoo's at the center of the story, a kind of ark for all the non-human species who are being driven out of existence, and a man who hears them clamoring to get out. Night of the Animals is a first novel for Bill Bruen, who came of age in both the U.S. and Britain. He's now associate professor of English at East Stroudsburg University in Pennsylvania and joins us from the studios of WDIY in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
London 2052. Tell us about this world.
Well, there is a newly empowered monarchy, and a lot of the important, you know, Victorian reforms that put the monarchy into check have been reversed, so that there's a fictionalized King Henry, who's a fictionalized version of the current Prince Harry, turned into a tyrant. Britain has become ultra-nationalistic and powerful, too.
And tell us about your main character, Cuthbert. He's 90, which means less than it used to by 2052.
Yeah, Cuthbert is someone who, you know, I was inspired by Cuthbert because I lived in the 1990s in Houston, Texas, and for, you know, complicated reasons, I ended up making friends with a lot of men who were schizophrenic, who had sometimes been on the streets, sometimes were in kind of shaky housing situations, and I had my own sort of struggles with psychosis occasionally and anxiety disorder. Indeed, I turned to alcohol as a way of coping, and one of the things that I found with these men is that they had all done the same thing. They were essentially self-medicating, you know, and when they weren't taking their medication, they would kind of go off the rails. But I was fascinated by their imaginations and their creativity. And one of these people is a man that I grew very close to, and I'm still friends with him today. And I actually took him to the zoo, and I saw him talking to the howler monkeys there in this just incredibly kind of tenderhearted voice. And then I started really thinking about the way, all the different ways that people have talked to animals and heard them talk back through, you know, everything from Christian, you know, hagiography to, you know, children's stories. So I just really became fascinated with the idea of bringing to life a man who could speak to animals and hear them too.
Anyone can talk to them. It's hearing them is the gift, right? If that's what it is.
Yeah, I do think of it as a gift. In my mind, Cuthbert, he goes through essentially a spiritual transformation, and his transformation transforms the world.
Without giving much of the plot away, the animals are disappearing from the globe, and the ones in the London Zoo want to make a break for it. And your protagonist might be the instrument. Can we summarize it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. He, Cuthbert has this idea that, well, he hears the animals actually asking him to be released. And he understands that releasing them is something bigger than simply releasing animals from the zoo. It's a kind of fulcrum between, you know, the old world and really a kind of cataclysm that is a liberating cataclysm. I think another thing that's important is that I'm trying to make a comment on different kinds of entrapment. I thought about the different ways that people are trapped, and Cuthbert is, you know, trapped in a kind of grief. You know, that's at the root of his
grief, his weight, his society, his drunkenness, his mental state is, I'm probably even missing a few.
Well, and for me at least.
But he's good-hearted.
Yes, he's a good Englishman. But also for Cuthbert, you know, he had lost his brother at a young age, and he mourns for this brother, and he believes, and this is the other thing, he believes that by releasing the animals, there's a possibility of finding his brother, who is presented, you know, as lost and possibly dead. And that grief that he has, that need to find that brother, I think that's one of the big motivating factors for him.
Mr. Bruhn, what's it like to live with these characters, these themes, this world for 14 years while you worked on this novel?
I mean, for me, I know it might sound kind of hokey, but it was kind of a spiritual journey for me. And I really felt like I was searching for God as I was writing this book. And Cuthbert in the novel, and you know, his savior in some ways is a stranger who happens to be a woman who's a police officer. And I believe God works through people and through animals, you know, too.
Bill Bruhn, his debut novel, Night of the Animals. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.